This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
We're not limited at all by circumstances in terms of praying. We can pray anytime, anywhere, any place. It doesn't matter. We can lift up our prayers to the Lord, and that may seem unbelievable. You don't have to come to a church building to pray. You don't have to be at an altar, so to speak, to pray. You can be at the altar of your heart and say the word that John Mason said over and over, help, help, help. And I really believe that that's true. What did David mean when verse 11 and 12, he said, because all of my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. Don't raise your hand, but have you ever been hesitant to talk to somebody about their problems because you were afraid to ask them how they were because you were afraid they would tell you? That was a long way to say that, but you know what I mean. In other words, I'm not going to ask him how he's doing. You know what's going to happen. I'm going to listen for the next 15 minutes. Now let's personalize it. Has anyone ever avoided you for the same reason? They didn't want to hear you wax on for 10 minutes or 15 minutes about your anguish and your distress and your troubles. And sometimes people avoid people who are in problem situations because they very simply, I don't want to hear it. Don't have the time. Don't want to go there and listen to his problems or her problems. So David was experiencing real life. People avoided him because of his situation and anguish. Look at verse 12. I'm forgotten by them as though I were dead. Sometimes people with a lot of grief and a lot of problems feel forgotten by the people around them. They really do. And because they are. People have distanced themselves from them. What's it mean? I have become like broken pottery. Probably one of the most valueless things in the culture back then was broken pottery. They threw it away. It's one of the most common things you can find, get this, in Israel today, and I've done it years ago, where you can just run your hands in the dirt in Israel and you'll find broken pieces of pottery. Pottery's everywhere, where people dropped a jar, they dropped a container, a bowl, and broken pottery was considered worthless. And that's how David felt. Now I want to focus on 14 and 15 because this is the essence of the prayer that you and I are going to make today at some point. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. Why is that important? That's just not an affirmation of faith. It's a statement of who you are as a man or a woman. It really is. I hope you understand what I'm going to say now. You do one of two things, and I do one of two things about your issues in your life. You either give up or you lift up. You either give up on your marriage or you lift up your marriage. You give up on your children or you lift them up. You give up on your job and your career or you lift it up. You give up on your finances or you lift it up. And when you say, but I trust in you and you are my God, you're saying, I'm lifting them up. I'm not giving up, I'm lifting up the issues and the fears and the concerns in my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. And then I want to focus, of course, on one of my favorite verses in all the Bible is verse 15. My times are in your hands. My times are in your hands. I remember I read that for years, didn't think much about it, until I found out what the word times meant. Found out in the Hebrew it means two things. It can mean my immediate moment right now, or it can mean the stages of my life. I like both. I like to know that my immediate moment is in the hand of God, but I also like to know that the stages of my life are in the hands of the Lord. That could change somebody's life today.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.